Hello. Whoa. Yes, we are. All right. Okay. Once again, good evening, everyone. Good to see so many wonderful, bright, smiling faces. As far as we can see, it's starting to get dark, and it'll be the end of our being able to see you out there. So, what are Florida troubadours? What is a Florida troubadour? Well, let me tell you something. There are a lot of them sitting out in the audience. They're performing all over the festival at all the different venues this weekend. And I guess you could call a Florida troubadour a person who loves their state so much that they immortalize it in their songs. And the people who are on this stage, these Florida troubadours, have spent most of their adult lives creating songs and performing them. And I'm sure that everybody has a different story as to how they started, what their inspiration is. Mine started a number of years ago when I lived on the Indian River Lagoon in Brevard County. I had 2 miles of river from my backyard, and a whole slew of songs came out of that time period that I lived there. I would just sit down by the water and beam myself back to a simpler time when people were bound by survival, by strife, by fortune. They lived in harmony with nature, and I thought about all the transitions that we've made from then into now, like from the canoes and sailboats to high-speed rails and space shuttles, from cattle, lumber, the turpentine industry, to citrus, theme parks, and tourism. And this song, can you hear my guitar? You getting a guitar there? All right. This song came out of that time period. There we go. Started out as the theme for a children's musical play, and then it just became a song. Welcome home to the land of palmettos and oaks, to the land of pinewood forest and cypress hammocks and bear and wildcats, deer and possums, rabbits and gators. Welcome home. Welcome home to the land of adventurous men, to the land of explorers and the fountain of youth, and food aplenty from the rivers, lakes, and ocean, fruit trees and the gardens. Welcome home. Welcome home to my family, the memories and the love, those who are with the still and those who've gone above, sharing what we know is true from days gone by. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home to the land of prehistoric men, where the bones of the ancient lie beneath the boggy peat. We continue to discover, unearth and recover, to preserve for one another. Welcome home. Welcome home to the land of bold, courageous men who don the silver suits to fly among the stars, to search for tomorrow through achievement and sorrow, to inspire those who follow. Welcome home. Welcome home to the spirited, the daring, and the bold, the men who shape the stories that are bound to be retold, the prowess, strength, and fortitude that stir the young and old. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. Welcome home, welcome home. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, we're going to try and be organized tonight, but we'll do the best we can. I am so pleased to introduce our next performer, who is really the king of Florida Troubadours, because with his wife, Anne, he has spent many, many years touring the state, writing these fantastic songs that a lot of people like to sing themselves. But not only that, he is a supporter of Florida songwriters. He actually gives people projects and makes them get out there and write songs about specific things. And there's nobody else like him. He thinks he's nothing extra.
I ain't nothing extra.
He's nothing extra. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the king of Florida Troubadours, Frank Thomas.
Oh, y'all coming. Y'all kind of going out of your way here a little bit now. You kind of, I wouldn't go that far. I told John that I'd talk a little bit about writing Florida songs and stuff, and as Jeannie was talking about the assignments and stuff, I'm carrying on a tradition. I think traditions are important. And a lot of times somebody will write a great song, and I tell them, I said, you've justified your existence. Well, I got that from Will McLean. When I wrote a song called Spanish Gold, Will come up and said, son, you've justified your existence. Bobby Hicks justified his existence from Will McLean. So did Whitey Merkle. And I'm kind of just passing on that tradition. When I hear something, I think it's really good. And the fact that you give somebody an assignment to write a song is something that came from my cousin Thelma Bolden. She would hem me up backstage back here and get her finger up my face. She's an old school teacher, you know, and she'd scare the hell out of me. And she'd tell me a story about something that happened to her. And she'd say, now, you go write a song about that, and you have it for me in the next festival. And all I could say was, yes, ma'am, and I knew I better do it. And so that's where that assignment thing comes from. I'm just carrying on a tradition from here at this folk festival. And the fact that we're writing songs about Florida, you got to go back to Will McLean with that. Will McLean was out there writing songs about the state of Florida a long, long time before anybody else even thought about doing something like that. And Will inspired all of us here, a lot of us here, that we knew Will. We were personal friends of his. And we were just inspired and wrote songs because of Will, because he really encouraged us to do that. And had it not been for Will McLean, I'm not sure we'd have a whole bunch of Florida songs out here. Now, when Ann and I started doing our radio show, which is called Songs of Florida, we were kind of hard-strapped to get fine people to have on the show as guests. So we're running all around saying, hey, write some Florida songs, write some Florida songs. Bobby will tell you that's the truth. And that got a lot of people going writing Florida songs. A lot of them weren't real good. But, but it started people writing a lot of songs about Florida. That's where a lot of that came from. You know, Ann is not here tonight. Ann, she's written some great Florida songs, too. She's doing better. She's still on the steroids, but the platelets are up. And they're trying to wean her off the steroids now. And thank God for all your support and all your prayers and help. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. So I think I have probably talked enough about Florida songwriting, writing Florida songs. And I'm going to try to do one of Ann's songs. Since she's not here to do it, it's probably one of our better tunes, and it's called The Storyteller. So, y'all have to forgive me because I'm not Ann.
A grandmother sat on the bank of a spring, told her grandchild magical things, like unicorns and dragons with gold on their wings, and the old days of kings and queens. The child watched the clouds and saw pictures up there of elephants and princesses with long flowing hair. Unicorns and once a pair of dancing bears and an old man in a rocking chair. And the child cried, Grandma, were there ever really unicorns? And did they dance and prance and could they sing? Oh, I'd love to have been living way back then to have seen such enchanting things. Again she told her tale of Argonauts who sailed, swept them toward a fleece of gold, and Excalibur whose blade awaits King Arthur's shade, and the brightest of the heroes of old. And the child cried, Grandma, were there ever really knights so bold? And did they find the Holy Grail? Oh, I'd love to be living way back then to have seen them in their shining mail. Generations passed. That spring, at long last, hosts that same little girl and her own grandchild. And stories of the days of bygone sirens, so meek, so gentle, and mild. And the child cried, Grandma, were there ever really manatees? And did they really swim in the spring? Oh, I'd have loved to have been living way back then to have seen such enchanting things. And the child cried, Grandma, were there ever really manatees?
Thank you. This next song is, you know, we write songs about things and places and people and such as that when you're writing about Florida. A song doesn't have to say the word Florida in it to be a Florida song. A lot of people misconstrue that. That's not exactly the case. It's a feeling of heart and a being about something and of some substance. And there's some things sometimes that need to be said, and a song is a good way to do it. And this song is about a person that just so happens to live here in Florida. And matter of fact, he was introduced out here on this stage a little earlier this evening. And when I was backstage here, I normally do this song in C. And I'm having a lot of arthritis problems, so I had to kick it up a step and get it up into D. And at that point in time, I realized that I was trying to think of which song was written first, this one or the storyteller. But there was some thievery going on, because somewhere along the line, ever who it was wrote the second song, stole the tune from the other one. But this is the way that one goes. I just never would have dreamed this man would be so quiet and shy. Not at all like I expected him to be. I stood there in speechless awe as I shook the gentle hand of Florida's living legend, Stetson Kennedy. He's a cracker boy who would see a great injustice in our land, and there's no doubting others saw it too, but chose to look the other way, pretend it wasn't there. But that was something Stetson couldn't do. He just couldn't tolerate the way the color of one's skin meant life or death at the hands of a lynching mob. Their identities hidden by a hooded robe, and it was time their faces were revealed, and Stetson took a job.
And Stetson stood alone, just one man against the Klan. And he fought this great injustice in our land. And they say he was like a bulldog, fear he never showed. But how he lived to tell his tale, only God could know. Their roots entwined our government to the highest level. Police and judges wore their robe of white. And Stetson knew that he was on his own. There was no one he could trust. But still he stood and fought for what was right. The headquarters of the Klan was Atlanta, Georgia. And Stetson, he just couldn't think of a better place to infiltrate their ranks. Why, he would start right at the top and show the world Grand Wizard's face. 4 years he wore their hooded robe, gained the confidence of the leadership whose names he'd revealed. He learned their secret signs and codes and just how they operate. Well, I guess old Stetson's nerves were made of steel. Because Stetson stood alone, just one man against the Klan, and he fought this great injustice in our land. They say he was like a bulldog, fear he'd never show. But how he lived to tell his tale, only God could know. Now the evidence in Stetson's files could put some men in jail and expose the darkest secrets of the Klan. Well, you could take all of this to the FBI, but some of them were members too. And Stetson thought he had a better plan. So with the help of Superman and his radio show, he went directly to the people nationwide. And as he unmasked these terrorists, the people were outraged. And now the Klan had no place to hide. And disorganized and on the run, the Klan was torn apart. Outcast, scorned by society. And the modern Klan today is just a token of that old empire that reigned before Stetson Kennedy. Yes, Stetson stood alone to fight hate and bigotry, and he made this world a better place for folks like you and me. The price for Stetson's hide was $1,000 a pound. FOB Atlanta, but the bulldog stood his ground. And down in Palmetto country, he stands taller than the cypress tree. He is Florida's living legend, Stetson Kennedy. Where you at, Stetson? Stand up out there and wave your hat, Matty. Where are you? Stetson Kennedy. There he is, right there. There's Stetson Kennedy. He's still alive and kicking, boys. Yes, sir. That's a living legend. That's my hero. I tell you what, he's got some books. He's signing books over here. Most all these folks you're hearing out here tonight have got CDs. I've got one up there at the Friends of Florida Folk booth. Both those songs, as a matter of fact, are on the CD. If you want to take it home with you, that's a good way to do it. Right now, we're talking about Florida songwriters and writing Florida songs with people that knew Will McLean and were inspired by him and all that. And I want to tell y'all something. If I ever get to the point in my life when I can write a song half as good as this fella right here, then I will consider myself a songwriter. This old boy is the premier Florida songwriter. Jeannie was saying something about being the king of the troubadour and all that. That's bull. You know, right here stands the legitimate
true Florida troubadour and songwriter, my brother Bobby Hicks.
Hey! You want to do another one?
No, sir.
I guess we're just supposed to do this ourselves, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all can hear me through that, right? Can you hear that? Why do we do it? Well, maybe this song will shed a little light on it. Back in 1985, I had played a concert up at the Mill Top in St. Augustine. And I won't get into a lot of detail about it. I had some medical problems then. I thought it well could be my last time at the Mill Top. But on my way back to Tampa, hit a little inclement weather. I mean, fog was just so bad, I'd pull over, I'd follow a truck or two for a while, then I'd finally lose them in the fog, and I'd pull back over, and I was thinking where all my brother and sister musicians were that night, trying to come back from various festivals and, you know, venues of music around the state, and wrote down a few notes on it. By the time I got back to Tampa, I had my Farewell to Augustine song, and so It more or less, it wasn't my Farewell to Augustine song, but it sure explains a lot of why we do this. It's, you know, if it goes down next time, I'll just step out there and play acoustic. How about that? Y'all don't think I could do that, do you? 3 o'clock in the morning, fog it slowly creeps. Oldest town in this country lies more or less asleep. Lord knows I love Augustine, an old city by the sea, where the crowd was kind and my music worked, and that meant the world to me. I sang my songs of Florida, each one a part of my life. But sometimes the same wind fills your sails can cut you like a knife. Though my brother says I'm not, this highway makes me old. Although this coffee's hot, these miles will make you cold. Got to pay your dues, play your music. Heard this all my life as I recall. Once the course was set, you stick right to it. The audience is out in front when your back's up against the wall. Fog so thick at Tomoka, no light from the stars above. Marianne and Glenn were in my dashboard again, telling me I was loved. I could well see Sandra's face up on the White Spring stage, singing Angel from Montgomery as my mind turned back the page. I thought of old Don Groom and all he meant to me. I crossed the St. John's River, I sang Solly from memory. And I remember Dale Weber, those simple thanks will never repay. The times I stumbled in the dark, he helped to light the way. Got to pay your dues to play your music. Heard this all my life as I recall. Once the course is set, we stick right to it. The audience is out in front when your back's up against the wall. I play for folks on the high road. I play for some on relief. Doctors and lawyers, preachers and teachers, even an Indian chief. It damn sure ain't the money or any thoughts of becoming a star when it's 200 miles for 200 bucks to play a $2,000 guitar. Got to pay your dues to play music. Throughout my life, I found this is true. The course was set and we stuck right to it. Always remember, there's a lot of love in what we do. From each and every one of us to each and every one of you, that's what makes it work. There's a lot of love in what we do. There's a lot of love in what we do. This cracker's talking straight to you, folks. You're so important, and we do love you. And that's a word we just don't throw around. Yeah. Hang on now. Hang on. We're going to have more. We're going to have more. But, you know, Frank was talking about Will and Don and Paul Champion, Gamble and everybody, and old Frog Smith and, you know, I was the youngest of that crowd, and I started losing all my friends, and I was wondering, well, who's going to follow us? And I begun to get worried. Then I saw some people coming up on the horizon, and then you found out they'd been there the whole time, but maybe they'd been showing a little respect and came here as spectators first before they started playing here. Wasn't a novel idea. I did it 20-something years myself, but Steve Blackwell was one. I mean, when he came along, I just thought we're doing all right. Then Ron and Barry Lichauer, bless their hearts, once they made the scene, I didn't worry anymore about where this thing was going. These people know what Florida's about. And tonight, you're going to see the whole deal again. Got Dawn DeWitt playing bass with them. But Stan, where you at? Aren't you going to play harmonica with them?
I couldn't get you to move.
Oh, I'm sorry. Stan Geber, if anyone knew Don Grooms, it was Stan. Spent enough time, you know, doing these shows and stuff with him. Folks, Ron and Barry Lichauer.
Thank you, Bobby. You know, Frank mentioned the passing of the torch and the mentoring that started with Will McLean, and I think it's fair to say that there's several of us up here who would not even be here if it wasn't for folks like Ann and Frank, who and Bobby, who passed that on to us. And with the arts taking a hit in the state budget, folks, things like this are becoming more and more important.
As the last piece of wet land in the town that I was raised was bulldozed and destroyed so a golf course could be made, I heard somebody comment as we watched the last tree fall. I thought this was protected. Now I've seen it all. Yeah, they're digging up the ground where the oaks and cypress grew. This happens all around us. It isn't something new. Trade our peace and refuge for another shopping mall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, where Colusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood. We build interstates and jet ports, cursed towns and shopping malls. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. With cars and trucks and campers, we follow the back roads. find the fields and the forest and the old fishing hole. Thank God there's something left. Please help us to recall. We've got a long way to go before we've seen it all. Well, that golf course, it's finished. I stand here in the rain. The wildlife, it's vanished. Now the men can play their games. No more otters, owls, or egrets. No more osprey call. Now there's nothing left. Now I've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, where Calusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood. We build interstates and jet ports, tourist towns and gambling halls. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. How can we make a difference right here from where we stand? How can we ever give back what we've taken from the land? Protect these precious places where the trees are standing tall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. We've got a long way to go before we've seen it all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the boss requested this next song, and when the boss makes a request, you got to do it. And I want to dedicate this to Stuart Pacetti and Ernie Williams. it's educational. It's a
historical.
Historical, and it's a
free medical advice.
You got it. Thank you. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, turn to the person who's laughing and they'll explain it to you. Oranges, tomatoes, and sugar cane. Cabbage, watermelon, strawberries, and beans. They all like to grow here where the weather is hot. Florida's got a brand new cash crop. You find it in bottles on the health store shelves, where men pushing 50 buy it 'cause it helps to relieve a little problem, there is no doubt. Now you want to know what we're talking about. Salt palmetto, you're a man, you should take salt palmetto, but first take the exam. Ouch! Salt palmetto, now you know if you take salt palmetto, you can go with the flow. Shipwrecked in 1696, John Dickinson ate them, he was in a fix. Said they tasted like tobacco juice and rotten cheese. Stopped complaining when he felt the relief of salt palmetto. The theory is simple, if you take salt palmetto, it'll make a stream out of a dribble. You can take salt palmetto, then you'll know if you take salt palmetto, you can go with the flow. Let's go with the flow. They used him in China for 1,000 years. It took a little while, but it caught on here. Somebody with a basket and a pickup truck figured out how to make him a couple of bucks. Now each summer for about 3 months, they search the palmettos and they search the scrub in the thicket with the spiders and the rattlesnakes, picking berries so you and I can take salt palmetto. Even doctors agree, if you take salt palmetto, it will help you to retake salt palmetto. Now we know if we take salt palmetto, you can go with the flow. Just take salt palmetto and you can go with the flow. Stan Geber, Don DeWitt, Barry Lichauer. Carrying on that thought of mentoring and passing the torch and the spirit of passing the songwriting talent down, this gentleman right up here, I know he's been influenced by Ann and Frank. He's written several Florida songs. He works for the state. And we don't see enough of you, Mark. I give you Mark Smith.
Thank you. As much guitar as you can give me without feeding back, please. I never knew Will McLean. I never knew Gamble Rogers. But I knew Don Grooms. And I know every one of these wonderful people behind me tonight. And I never stand here that I don't get the very real sensation that we're standing on hallowed ground here. Some great, great tradition that I am thrilled to be a part of. I wrote my first Florida song in 1982. It was this one. It's called Medicine Man. Back in the swamps of the Sunshine State, I met the old red man. He had no home. He got by just living off the land. With his Seminole magic, he taught me to hunt and to fish. And I remember as a young boy having just one wish. I wanted to be like the medicine man. He knew every bird that flew and every fish that swam. He knew the ways of nature, and she held him in her hand. I wanted to be like the medicine man. I followed that old Indian to a sawmill town one day. The people there all despised him. They'd all look the other way. Some said that he was crazy, 'cause he lived differently. But nothing that those town folks said mattered much to me. I wanted to be like the medicine man. He knew every bird that flew and every fish that swam. He knew the ways of nature, and she held him in her hand. I wanted to be like the medicine man. We'd been there only minutes when we heard an awful shriek. Little Mary Porter was drowning in Black Creek. Before I knew what had happened, my old friend was by her side. And the people knew without his help that Mary might have died. But the strain of that rescue was more than he could stand. Silently, the Seminole slipped down to the sand. He never heard the thank you from the little girl he saved. But the town that used to hate the man laid flowers on his grave. I wanted to be like the medicine man. He knew every bird that flew and every fish that swam. He knew the ways of nature, and she held him in her hand. I wanted to be like the medicine man. Yes, I wanted to be like the medicine man.
Thank you. Thank you. Ah, it's nice to be back. I was told when I first hooked up with this here crowd that it was like a big family. And the fact is, it was 1992 when that happened for me. And seven of us here on stage tonight. Any of you around in Florida folk music in 92? Were you around in 92? Well, there was a little incident down in South Florida, not really little at all. In August 24th in 92, Hurricane Andrew made landfall, and a lot of things changed forever for a lot of people. And seven of us up here worked together on an album project to raise money for the Salvation Army
for all the victims of that hurricane in Florida. And I think that just shows you the kind of people that are here tonight. We didn't get a thing out of it except the joy of giving and of working together. And I've been delighted to be part of this ever since. When Jeannie told me to pick a couple of songs tonight, I don't know what she told everybody else, but she told me, she said, pick the two that you're best known for. And I guess the first one was, and she didn't say pick your favorite, or it'd be maybe for me something different than this. She said, pick the one you're best known for. And I'd be lying if I didn't play this next one. Inspired by my true love, my wife Portia, out here when she was just my girlfriend. A true Florida love song. This is called Honeymoon in Palatka.
Well, me and my girl were making all those plans that you do when you tie the knot. But after looking at a bunch of them color brochures, we changed our getaway spot. So I called our travel agent and I passed along the news. I said, we're still getting married, but you can cancel the cruise. We're gonna spend our honeymoon in Palatka. Ain't going to Waikiki. That Holiday Inn at the foot of the bridge is good enough for me. We're gonna fish on the St. John's River. We're gonna eat at Angel's Grill. We're gonna honeymoon in Palatka, just south of Jacksonville. Well, some folks go to the Poconos and others to Cancun. Some like the Bahamas or North Carolina's town of Boone. But between Gainesville and Hastings, we found our love retreat. We're gonna spend our wedding evening in Putnam County seat. And we did. We're gonna spend our honeymoon in Palatka. Ain't going to Waikiki. That Holiday Inn at the foot of the bridge is good enough for me. We're gonna fish on the St. John's River. We're gonna eat at Angel's Grill. We're gonna honeymoon in Palatka, just south of Jacksonville. Big finish. We're gonna honeymoon in Palatka, yeah, just south of Jacksonville. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.